Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, 19th of December. 6 days to go. The excitement grows. And thank you all for last night. Had a good bit of fun last night. A lot of nonsense going on. We had the FTS virtual party. I think over 250 people popped in and out at differing times. I know some had connection issues and things. But what we did, about 3 hours. I was only going to do two, but we kept going till the Portuguese football ended. Don't drink and gamble. I ended up giving away over $5,000 worth of gear. See, we all got a little bit degenerate at the end as I was plastered. But no, nice. We had a couple of late goals, didn't we? Maastricht and Charleroi, which I won about £1,500 and gave half of it to a couple of members. We had tickets for the cricket. We had our very own version of At Home with the Osbournes, At Home with the Blabers. We had my warnings about people wasting time watching TV were obviously never been listened to. We had somebody watching Corrie, but not only were they watching Corrie, they were watching Corrie with like cinema style surround sound speakers so that we could all just have it blaring out. Turn it off, it's nonsense, drivel. The old jock dropped in, Scott, and he dropped in after having about half a bottle of limoncello, not talking any flipping sense whatsoever. Chrissy spreadsheets gave away a bit of his course. Cricket tickets, all sorts, good fun. The one thing I realised watching it, I actually didn't realise I could scroll along and see more people, but the people I had on viewing my screen, haven't Man United had some shit kits, eh? They're all dressing up in their Man U kits. Haven't they had some absolute fucking shockers? Honestly, it's hurt my eyes watching all that. But no, Jeff was in. It was great. I really enjoyed the evening. Good fun. Leicester loving we had. Disgusting it was. I mean, Chris Cant won at the end of the night. He won everything. He won the full enchilada. He's got tickets to the cricket, tickets to the racing, free bets. And the racing, I said you can bring someone. Perhaps you want to bring Kevin Chill. Chris, you and Kev can continue your Leicester loving. Each to their own, whatever you want to do. But no, absolutely fantastic. It was purely meant as a bit of light-hearted fun. I did say at the start of the night it wasn't my usual disciplined trading. We were just going to have a bit of fun, and we managed to win a few quid. And I really enjoyed it. Just exactly how I wanted it to be. No real structure or sense to it. Just have a sit and have a laugh. And I appreciate all those people who gave up some or part of their Friday evening to come on in. It might become an annual event. I just thought with the year we've all had, it would be good to let our hair down for an evening and have a bit of a crack. Okay, on to today. I'm really busy. There's a ton of football today. I think this is my busiest day of the year so far. I've looked at the next 3 or 4 days up until Wednesday. I think it's absolutely heaving. Old Steve Cassidy, he was in as well. Old Stevie Cassidy. Amazing. People's football knowledge, dreadful. Absolute garbage. We did a few. I think I got a career as a game show host, didn't I? I did a couple of game shows. FTS's Word Docs, I think it could be taken over on a Friday night. But the level of contestant was shoddy, to say the least. Right, what am I doing? Come on, let's get a grip on this. Right, first half goal at Wickham. And a first half goal at Cracovia. First half goal at Wickham, which is 3 o'clock. Cracovia in the Polish extra classer at 4:30. That's a couple of first half goals. I've got some more. Bear with me, he says. On there, where are we going? We've got that'll be a bit pricey high, that one. Let's just find it. Hang on a second. Hold on a second. And then if there hasn't been a goal late on, so second half, if there's been no goal by the 70th minute in Osasuna, as long as the score's not 4-something, Osasuna and Lech Poznan, both those games for late goals, Osasuna and Lech Poznan. So that's that. I've got pod horses you can have, which are 11:45, if I get this up in time, Agogo. 11:45, Agogo. We were given a tip last night on the Alan Parks Racing Man. I'm going to put it out, Al. I'm going to put you to the sword. He's in the same race. He's got equally fast, telling me it can't be beat. Equally fast is Alan's tip, who's a good horse racing man. But again, the knowledge last night wasn't great. They were all arguing over who'd won the arc. So the pod horse is 11:45 Agogo, 12:20 at Haydock Elvis Mail, 4:30 at Wolverhampton Gypsy Dancer, and 6 o'clock at Wolverhampton Myth Maker. They're the four pod horses. That's all I've got. That is it for the day. I've got as I say, I've got loads of football to be getting on with. It's kicked off in Turkey. You guys have a fantastic Saturday. I hope your bets go well. I hope your Christmas preparations go well. Stay safe. And I'll be back with you tomorrow with some NFL. But once again, just a massive thank you to everybody who came in last night. Cracking fun for a few hours. And I hope those who did come in. I know at times it was a bit hard with the listening with Corey in the background. But I hope that those of you who did come enjoyed yourselves. Have a great Saturday.